Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College, 90.7 on your FM dial and streaming on the web at WEHCFM.com. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to bring you songs I love and occasionally throw in a story, a joke, something different, which I call Wombat. And that's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. Tonight's first song is a quiet song, and there are two things about it I want to suggest you listen to. One is each instrument that we hear is unique, and sometimes we don't get to appreciate a particular instrument because it's often a background one, such is the case with a mandolin. But here, the mandolin is the lead all the way through. And it's the second thing I want to mention is I have a collection of songs I think of as gentle songs. They're sort of like meditation, except in meditation you may want to go off into silence, and these songs hold your attention. They're not elevator music that sort of drift in the background. Even though they're soft and gentle, they reach in deep, and this is one of them. I just heard this for the first time in the last year, and it's become one of my favorites. This is Heart of the Heartland by Peter Ostrushko. That was Heart of the Heartland by Peter Ostrushko. And we're going to have a big jump in mood now. We're going to Mama's Drinking Liquor Again by King Tyrone. King Tyrone and the Graveyard Ramblers are not a well-known group. Can't find much about them. But the one review I did find said, you don't need to know anything about them, just listen to their music. I would call it country rock, but I suppose it probably fits in a lot of genres, but it's got a heck of a lot of energy, and it's got quite a story to tell. Mama's Drinking Liquor Again.
Let's call the police. Mama drunk.
Drinking Liquor Again by King Tyrone. You know, I said I thought it was country rock. I find out that this is a different genre. This is called swamp rock. King Tyrone and Mama's Drinking Liquor Again. Next up is a quieter piece. It's called Dreams That End Like This. I often bring up the fact that some songs are for leavers and some's for leavees, those who've been left. This is a leavee. And he says, it can't be over. I'm still in love with you. And he's talking about dreams. But a metaphor of dreams is not just romantic dreams. A lot of us have dreams in different ways. Professional dreams, creative dreams, painting dreams, or whatever. And sometimes they end. Sometimes they get cut off. Sometimes you can't, the dream cannot be fulfilled. So this song has a broader application than just for romance. However, the man's heart is broken and he's not willing to let go. the work set before you when a dream ends is to deal with it, and he's working on it. But sometimes the only way out is through the middle. So this is Dreams That End Like This by the Gibson Brothers. This by the Gibson Brothers. The next song is Possession by Sarah McLachlan, and it turns out it's kind of a dark song and has a bit of obsession in it. However, I think I'll let you listen to it first and think about it. It's kind of a one-sided view of somebody who's passionately in love, attached to someone else. And I'll tell you the dark side after you've listened. I think it's a beautiful song. This is Possession by Sarah McLachlan.
Listen as the wind blows. great divide. Voices trapped in yearning, memories trapped in time. The night is my companion, and solitude my guide. Would I spend forever here and not be satisfied? And I would be the one to hold you down, kiss you so hard, I'll take your breath away, and after I'd wipe away the tears, just close your eyes.
Possession by Sarah McLachlan. Now here's the dark side. The reason she wrote that was, she, as a very popular performer and a beautiful young woman, used to receive fan mail, almost stalker mail, love letters of people who were passionately in love with her and just would pledge their allegiance and would be obsessed with her and fantasize that they were her, the only one for her in the world. And so these letters would bother her a little bit, and she wrote that song to kind of deal with it. And in particular, she used some of the words from one of the letters. And the man who'd written the letter sued her, saying she'd stolen his words. But the song was her way of getting rid of the pain that these letters caused her. And once the song became popular and it was publicized that it was written in response to these obsession fan letters, she says the fan letters became far less. And it actually solved the problem. Well, let's play something a little peppier now. This is My Love Is by Little Willie John. One of the advantages I've found of having co-hosts is they bring me music I've never heard before. And this is one of the ones that popped up last year. It's just quite a peppy song, and I get a big kick out of it. I've never heard Little Willie John before, but now I'm a fan. So this is My Love Is by Little Willie John.
My love is a mountainside. So firm, so firm it can calm the tide. My love for you is a mountainside. It stands so firm it can calm the tide. That's why my love is a mountainside. My love is an ocean roar. So strong that I can't let you go. My love for you is an ocean roar. It grows so strong that I can't let you go. That's why my love is an ocean roar. My love is longer than forever, and endless as the march of time. Till 99 years have never, in my heart you'll still be mine. Cause my love is a deep blue sea. So deep that I'll never be free. My love for you is a deep blue sea. It's grown so strong that I'll never be free. And that's why my love is a deep blue sea. Oh, my love.
Little Willie John singing My Love Is. Next up is Natalie Merchant. And Natalie Merchant is a a force to be reckoned with. She can take an ordinary familiar song and turn it into something quite different. This is a case of that. The song is Soldier, Soldier. And back during the folk song revival time, Peter, Paul, and Mary, Kingston Trio and stuff, this was a popular song, and it was sung with a fairly simple melody. It was, Soldier, soldier, will you marry me if you must have fife and drum? How can I marry such a pretty girl as you when I got no shoes to put on? So a real simple melody, and the girl runs off and buys the shoes, and the soldier says, oh, now I need a hat, you know, now I need whatever. So it's a classic folk song of the young woman trying to court the soldier and the soldier taking advantage of the situation. But Natalie Merchant gets a hold of this song, and it is somber and scary, and she just works magic with the rhythm and puts in some heavy drums, too. So this is Soldier, Soldier by Natalie Merchant.
I'm
Soldier, Soldier by Natalie Merchant. And does she make that thing rock? Well, now we're going back in time. This is a friend of mine, a professional performer who I knew just from, he was always on many of the weekends and weeks I went to, he was one of the staff. So I got to know him and took his classes and to consider him a friend. Real nice guy, but extremely talented. Jeff Davis, and he plays numerous instruments, banjo and fiddle, and sings. And I just love his music. I've learned a number of the songs I learned from him, a number of the songs I sing. Anyway, this particular one, I think, goes back in time. The Bold Privateer. It just has a feeling it's from hundreds of years ago somehow. It starts off with what I think is a lap dulcimer, and then Jeff Davis plays banjo, and one of the banjos he plays is a fretless banjo, and I'm willing to bet this is the fretless banjo. It has a unique sound to it. This is old-timey, and so this is The Bold Privateer by Jeff Davis.
Oh, my dearest Molly, it's you and I must part. I'm going across the ocean, love, I leave you with my heart. My ship is now waiting, so fare thee well, my dear. I'm going on board the vessel, the Bold Privateer. Bold Privateer, Bold Privateer. I'm just now going on board of the Bold Privateer. My dearest Johnny, great dangers have been wrought, and many's a sweet life on sea has been lost. Better stay at home with your charming Molly dear, than to venture your sweet life, a bold privateer. Bold privateer, bold privateer, than to venture your sweet life, a bold privateer. My dearest Molly, your friends to me despise. Besides, you have two brothers who'd freely take my life. Come change your ring with me, my love, come change your ring with me, and let it be a token when I'm across the sea. When I'm across the sea, when I'm across the sea, and let it be a token when I'm across the sea. Should heaven spare my life, I'll return again to my intended wife. And now I'll get married to my charming Molly dear, and forever bid adieu to the bold privateer. Bold privateer, bold privateer, and forever bid adieu to the bold privateer.
Bold Privateer by Jeff Davis. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, the Emory and Henry radio station, running on solar power and broadcasting out 35 miles or more in all directions. And you can also pick us up on the web, wehcfm.com. If you have one of those devices like an Alexa, you can say, Alexa, play radio station WEHC. And with a little luck, it'll do it. So you don't even have to be within our radio range. Where I live in Bristol, I can't get this station. I don't know whether they're mountain blocks it or what. I can't get it in my house, but I can get it with Alexa. And time for a little wombat. I've been listening to these songs and thinking, I'm reading a book about handwriting. Well, it happens to mention handwriting. But back a few hundred years ago, maybe even 100 years ago, one's handwriting was very important. One's style, one's hand, they'd call it. And people would develop a really fine hand. And it was considered, it was kind of a way of expressing the mind. Those people who had the discipline and the style to make their handwriting beautiful and beautifully controlled would display it when they wrote something. And those who were careless and wrote raggedly, as I do, obviously didn't pay attention to that particular style. So a handwriting or a signature was utterly unique and identified the person and it told a lot about them. Well, I think of music as that way. Each of these songs, the singer has a signature, something unique that identifies their song. And coming up soon, we're going to have Baton Rouge by Guy Clark. And I think it's a signature song. But each of these people is that way. each performer lets you know who they are, and it's something they've developed, their style, unique. The next one is Jimmy Buffett singing A Pirate Looks at 40. I particularly like this song. It tells the story. The verse I like best is, "Yes, I am a pirate, 200 years too late. The cannons don't thunder. There's nothing to plunder." But it also talks about a man. Jimmy Buffett is kind of an institution. Some beautiful songs, and this is one of them. And this is a story of his life. Part of this is true. So I've read his biography, and it's great. Anyway, this is one of my favorite songs. Of course, I have a lot. I only play songs I love. A Pirate Looks at 40 by Jimmy Buffett.
Mother, Mother Ocean, I have heard you call. Wanted to sail upon your waters since I was 3 feet tall. You've seen it all. You've seen it all. Watch the man who rode you switch from sails to steam. And in your belly you hold the treasures you have ever seen. Most of them dream. Most of them dream. Yes, I am a pirate, 200 years too late. The cannons don't thunder, there's nothing to plunder. I'm an over 40 victim of fate, arriving too late, arriving too late. But I've done a bit of smuggling, and I've run my share of grass. I made enough money to buy Miami, but I pissed it away so fast. Never meant to last. Never meant to last. And I have been drunk now for over 2 weeks. I passed out and I rallied and I strung a few leaks. But I got to stop fishing. Got to go fishing down the rock bottom again. Just a few friends, just a few friends. Thank you.
while. Mother, Mother Ocean, after all the years I've found, my occupational hazard be, my occupation's just not around. I feel like I drown. Gonna hit a town. I feel like I drown. Gonna hit a town.
A Pirate Looks at 40 by Jimmy Buffett. Now we're going back to the 50s. I watch some series on TV, mostly Netflix and Amazon Prime, stuff like that, and they play a lot of songs. And every now and then, I'll hit a show that plays my kind of music, and they'll play songs that I've played on my show, and maybe some I haven't heard in a long time, and occasionally one I've never heard that I like. It's one of my sources. But if I hear one that I have played maybe a few years ago, and it really fits, I got to play that again. That happened last week. I heard this one. This is Come Go With Me by the Del Vikings. And it's a 50s doo-wop kind of song. And anyway, here we go.
Dun, dun, dun.
That was Come Go With Me by the Del Vikings. Next week, my wife and I are going to a music camp, Swannanoa Gathering, down at Warren Wilson College in Asheville. We've never been to this camp, so we don't know what to expect. But the next song reminds me of a camp I used to go to. One year, I was going to camp, and I heard this song, Baton Rouge, and I just fell in love with the song. So I learned it, memorized it, and went off to camp hoping to perform it, and got together a group of musicians for the campers' concert. We practiced this song, and they liked it too. I had a great guitar player who sang harmony with me, and had a Evie Meyer Mayer played a triangle, and she had this Cajun beat. This is a Cajun song. So we got together, and it turned out that there was an auction, and they auctioned off things to make money for the camp. One of them was to paint your toes. And so the way it worked out, we, about four of us in the band, all had our toes painted blue, so the other members did too. The group who did just a pickup band, you know, to make this one song. But we came on as the Louisiana Blue Toes, and we sang this song, Baton Rouge by Guy Clark. This is Guy Clark at his best, in my opinion. And I talked about a signature. Here's a signature. Here's a unique statement by someone of who they are and what kind of music they go for. And this is my favorite line in here is, Texas girl, she broke my heart. Then she took my truck apart. It's got a nice earthy feeling to it. So this is Guy Clark with Baton Rouge.
I'm gone down to Louisiana. I'm gonna try my luck in Baton Rouge. I'm gonna follow old Red River down till I see the lights of town. Man, I ain't gonna get no sleep in Baton Rouge. Sing Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna wear them out down Baton Rouge. Was a Texas girl that broke my heart, and then she tore my truck apart. Guess I'll get me another in Baton Rouge. I like crawfish, I like rice, and I like girls that treat you nice. I'm gonna find me one in Baton Rouge. Said Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna wear them out down Baton Rouge. Walk that walk, I'm gonna learn to talk that talk. I'm gonna learn to dance in Baton Rouge. Now ain't life just like a cul-de-sac? I'm a Texas boy and I'm going back as soon as I catch my breath in Baton Rouge. Sing Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna wear them out down Baton Rouge. Hey, I'm gonna strut my stuff in Baton Rouge. Hey, I'm gonna cool my heels in Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge by Guy Clark. Ha! That somehow just still speaks to me. What a statement that is. And here comes another one. This is a classic from the 50s, Bye Bye Love by the Everly Brothers. And you had to be there. No, you didn't have to be there. You can be here now. If you've the Everly Brothers came on the scene with a unique sound and a unique style and somehow are able to pick numbers and arrange them so that they just cut through everything and spoke to people. And this is a classic example. Bye Bye Love. And apparently the Everly Brothers had a tremendous influence on the origin of the rock bands in England, the Beatles and people like that. They really got into the Everly Brothers, even though it's fairly simple music. They didn't do a lot of complex things, but they had a unique style, a strong statement, heavy rhythm, and really clean, clean stuff. Not a lot of ornamentation, but really came through strong. So this is Bye Bye Love.
Bye bye love, bye bye happiness, hello loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress, hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. bye-bye, my love, goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance that might have been. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye.
That was Bye Bye Love by the Everly Brothers. Next up is Cotton Eye Joe by Star Sound. I've got several versions of Cotton Eye Joe. This is the more traditional one. It's a great fiddle tune and old-timey. Goes back quite a few years. And it's got some sort of strange meanings. I've been married a long time ago, hadn't it been for Cotton Eye Joe. Well, what's that all about? And we don't know what happened to Cotton Eye Joe, but we think Daddy knows. Well, wonder if Daddy killed Cotton Eye Joe. It is never explained, but it's just a catchy tune, and the words kind of throw in a mystery on top of everything else. So this is Cotton Eye Joe by Star Sound.
If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye
Joe? If it hadn't been for
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe.
That was Cotton Eye Joe by Star Sound. The last song tonight is 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover by Paul Simon. Paul Simon is one of my favorite musicians, and he does so many things. But the big thing that I always notice in most of his songs is the rhythm. It's just a strange rhythm. It's never a simple thing. It's complex, and it's totally hypnotizing to me. So this is Paul Simon with 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover.
Problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. She said, it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe in the morning you begin to see the light. And then she kissed me, and I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free.
"50 Ways to Leave Your Lover" by Paul Simon. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And you're hearing it from WEHC, the solar-powered radio station of Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And you can pick us up on the web at WEHCFM.com. Also, you can email me at harry@baya.net. Last name is B-A-Y-A. .net, harry@baya.net. Now it's time to close the show, and what I like to do at the end of each show is to ask my audience to join me in something, or at least encourage them to join me in something. And what I want you to join me in is, please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.